Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be a new friend. We're going to get him back on the show. Derek Leto is here. He's got a lot to teach us. He's a professor of entrepreneurship at Princeton University, author of a new book called Building on Bedrock. The one before that was bestseller, Startup Leadership. And he's our new friend. Derek, thanks again for being here. You know, when I think about bedrock entrepreneurs, that's the opposite of the people that you see, that you meet, and they say they're starting their startup. And you say, what's your next step? And they say, to get funding.
Yep.
Instead of saying,
yep,
to get customers.
Yep.
And so that's the opposite of a bedrock entrepreneur, if I understand your definition.
Exactly. And you know, matter of fact, that's what causes a company to go into the second phase of you know, maturing, is when they actually have a customer. And you know,
right,
what? It's critical juncture, because when you're developing a product, you're internally focused. Hey, what do we do next? Hey, can we put this here or put that there? Okay, the moment you have a customer, you got to turn external.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be wondering, what is the customer actually doing with my product? What do they like? You know, what can I do to get them to like it better,
right,
you know, and want more of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm going to need to know if I'm going to sell other people, you know. And so the second phase is all about figuring out what the customer wants and really is making them happy, and how to deliver that reliably,
mm-hmm,
which is a problem. So you got to work out these little processes for making the product, for finding new customers, and for making sure that customers stay happy.
What about segment, segment three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah. So segment three is what, once you do that, you've just created a little foundation, but now you got to do it all over again, because you got to develop processes that you can scale up and that are flexible enough that you can adapt to, you know, changes, and that ultimately, you know, are competitive and efficient and productive.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a really important moment for all entrepreneurs, isn't it? Because there are a lot of entrepreneurs,
yeah,
who can't shift or pivot and become a manager. See, when you say three, segment three is about processes, that's about management. And an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur who can't be a manager, better hire a manager.
You bet. And attention occurs at that point, and that entrepreneur needs to be able to lead this tension, so it doesn't destroy the company, because,
right,
ultimately the managers need control to do their jobs, right? But then the entrepreneur sometimes feels left out. Oh, you know, the company is changing. And then, you know, the original employees are saying, oh, it doesn't feel like it used to. You're getting so bureaucratic. Well, if you let that happen, okay, you're going to lose all your innovation.
Right.
Because your innovation is about making changes. So the fourth stage is when you develop these processes to create your new products, to go after your new customers and the like, and to have that balanced with the control that you need to manage and to be cost effective.
Well, and what you're doing, what you're describing is four, is starting the cycle over again.
Exactly. And so many
rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah, exactly. But they're so exhausted, or maybe, you know, they just get into the routine, and that's when they go and buy their yacht.
Right.
And,
have you met entrepreneurs who made it all the way through three and then were shocked and disappointed and maybe a little frightened that they were actually going to have to retool and start over again.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And you know where this is happens in front of everybody's eyes is, for example, with restaurants. Okay,
right.
The restaurant does really well, but then, you know, people get bored of it. And they're not changing their menu, you know. They just are on lockdown, and, you know, the business is gone, you know, a year later.
Yeah. Yeah, now this happens, and this is where you find out whether you're a bedrock entrepreneur or not, because if you don't like retooling and starting over, then you're not a bedrock entrepreneur. But if you're a bedrock entrepreneur, it's what you do, right? I mean, it's why you're here.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the fundamental principle of entrepreneurship is entrepreneurs are people that make some group of people happy enough that they gladly give them money in return.
Right.
It's as simple as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the point is that it continues. You have to relentlessly, you know, want to make those groups of people happier and happier, mm-hmm. or more people happier and happier. And you know, if you're tired of it, that's the time to sell.
That's right.
That's the time to.
And that's where a lot of entrepreneurs get
into
trouble. They get tired of it before they've made their fortune, and then they've got a disaster on their hands. Hey, I need a website, Derek.
A website, DerekLido.com, DerekLido, one word, .com.
The book is called Building on Bedrock, Derek Lido. Hey, Derek, will you come back soon?
I look forward to that.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Derek Lido, ladies and gentlemen, Building on Bedrock. Don't forget to check out that book wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.